Investigators say two small planes that crashed over the Everglades last week, killing four people, collided nearly straight on. The National Transportation Safety Board released preliminary reports yesterday for last Tuesday's crash involving two planes from Dean International Flight School in Miami-Dade. Officials say the Piper and Cessna went down about 9 miles west of Miami Executive Airport. They were about 1,500 feet in the air when they collided. The reports say the Cessna had been returning to the airport and the Piper had been heading out to a nearby training area. The flight school's owner announced earlier this week that he is closing the business. In 2014, journalist and Miami native Stephen Sotloff made international headlines when he was publicly executed by ISIS militants. This week, a foundation set up in his name made a big first step in making sure that never happens again. WLRN's Danny Rivero has details.
We're sitting in a room when a gang of armed men came barging in, decked out in camo and waving their rifles in the air.
Let me see some papers for your passports.
We're not in Afghanistan or Syria, but Hialeah Gardens. This week marked the first time that the Stephen Sotloff Memorial Two Lives Foundation held a training for journalists who work in dangerous environments. Art Sotloff is the father of slain journalist Stephen. He helped set up and fund the foundation. He says he wants to prevent freelance journalists from being kidnapped, like his son.
I really feel that if he would have had this type of training, that maybe his fate would have turned out a little bit differently. He maybe would have thought a little differently and not put himself in the situation that he did.
For 3 days, reporters who work across the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Latin America learned how to navigate through tough spots. They did terrorism scenarios, crossed checkpoints, and learned how to safely communicate under the eye of oppressive governments. Art Sotloff says that he hopes the program helps him back out in the field.
If I can save one life, I've made a difference.
The training will take place again next year. I'm Danny Rivero in Hialeah Gardens.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.